Black Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
We need to reflect back upon our lifestyle and what you and I have done in the house of the Lord and our ministries that the Lord has given to each and every one of us. We need to reflect back over how faithful we have been. For many of us have had 52 weeks to enter into the house of worship and praise and honor the Lord. Many of us have had 52 weeks of attending Bible study, and many of us have had 52 weeks of Sunday school and 52 weeks of witnessing and teaching. We've had 52 weeks of doing what God has called us to do. And I had a message that was geared towards that. And the Lord said, no, because I need to know what's in the heart of every person who sits here today. I need to understand if they are ready for a new birth in a new year. I need to understand if they have sit here for 52 weeks and never said hallelujah. I need to understand if they have been in the house of the Lord for 52 weeks and never waved their hand. I need to understand if they have sit under biblical teaching for 52 weeks and have never uttered one word of joy and salutation. I need to know what's on their mind. And so the Lord is revealing, unveiling to us this morning that if the 100 psalm won't get them to say anything, then maybe there should be an evaluation of who they say they are and who they say they represent. And this goes from the back of the church to the front of the church. For the Lord is simply saying, we are living in perilous or dangerous time, and you have never opened your mouth for me. And so the Lord is asking a question. In the 100 psalm where David, who is our author, and we know David. David was a man who was after God's own heart. But David was a man who had some hang-up. But if the truth be known, each and every one of us who sit here had hang-ups. But David said something so profound because he had a unique relationship with the Lord. And because David had a unique relationship with the Lord, he honored and worshiped the Lord each and every day that he lived. In spite of his shortcoming, in spite of the things that he have stumbled and fell into, David understood who the Lord was. And so the Lord is speaking to us this morning. He's speaking to us in a profound and a prolific way. Because the Lord wants to know who you are and who you say you are in your spirituality with him. For in this 100 psalm, it tells us to make a joyful noise. Now we need to go back to the beginning because the Lord made all things. He is a creating God. And because the Lord God is a creating God, he loves to make things. So he formulated all of these things that are transpiring. The universe belongs in his hand. Heaven and earth is in his hand. And the Lord created it all and everything therein, the animals, the insects. And then he molded and shaped man. He made us in his image, and that image is spiritual. For he said, make a joyful noise. And so now we need to define what is a noise. A noise normally is a disturbance. And when something is disturbed, it sets off an alarm. And when it sets off an alarm, it normally draws attention. And when it draws attention, sometimes people take notice. And sometimes when people take notice, they know something is going on. So when the Lord said, when David said that he inspired him to say it, make a joyful noise, something was going on in David's heart that would allow him to draw attention to what he was revealing, unveiling to mankind. He was revealing to us under what we call the dispensation of grace for each and every one of us. When we enter into a worship service, you should be making a joyful noise. Many of us from time to time want to come into the house of the Lord. We come in with a sour noise. A noise of yesterday. A noise of nobody can be that way. But the Lord says, I need you to make a joyful noise. And this doesn't apply specifically with you. I'm making a parenthetical application. Because every now and then when pastors say, call a name out, people say, you're talking to him. No, I'm talking to the body. And so David said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We make more noise to the Dallas Cowboys and the New Orleans Saints. We make more noise to Peabody. But when it comes to the Lord, we don't even make a joyful noise. We don't wave our hand. We don't clap. We don't say anything. And I've been told that it don't take all of that. Now, I need to ask the question, what does it take? Because I need to know. I need to know, what does it take to get you to where you need to be, not for me, but for the Lord. Because the Lord has given me a mandate to preach the truth, to preach his word, so that you would have a relationship with him. I need to know what's in your heart so that I can start working toward those areas that are shortcoming. Because you can't make a joyful noise. My responsibility is to dig deep down and find out the reason why you can't make a joyful noise. Because when the word is expressed, there ought to be something in you that make you jump and shout sometime. Maybe you don't like the pastor. Maybe you don't even like the teaching. But you've got to love God's word. And if God's word is printed in your heart, there ought to be a joyful noise in you sometime. And so David said, make a joyful noise. Is there anybody in the house who can make a joyful noise? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. My brothers and sisters, if the angels are making a joyful noise, and if the birds are making a joyful noise every day, and if insect and tree make a joyful noise, why in the world do we have the big man to make a joyful noise? If the animals understand who he is, and if angels know and understand who he is, why in the world man can't understand who he is, who's been made a little lower than the angel? And that's an acknowledgement, because God loves us so much that we ought to get up in the morning, because he allowed us to wake up last night from last night's sleep. We ought to get up and thank the Lord and make a joyful noise, because you did not have to wake up. So the Lord said, you ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Then he says, serve the Lord with gladness. How much have you served the Lord? 52 weeks you've been here, but how much service have you rendered? Have you been on your post in the church? Have you done what the Lord has told you to do? Or have you sit there and say, it ain't my responsibility? Serve the Lord with gladness. If you can't be glad about what you do for the Lord, you might as well have done nothing. because the Lord is not going to honor your presence here. He's not going to honor whether you love him because you have not done it with gladness. Keep it in your pocket. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Is there a song in your heart? Or is it my song? Nobody can sing my song like I sing my song. Am I so self-centered and so self-concerning that I can't sing for the Lord and be glad about what the Lord has done for me? Have I been so self-centered and self-concerning that I can't move and wave my hand from time to time? When we think about self-centeredness, that's one thing the Lord is trying to get out of us. Because it was a self-centered angel who was kicked out of heaven. It tells us to serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. He is Yahweh. Adonai. Jehovah, creator. He is our water when we are thirsty and our food when we are hungry. He is the Lord God Almighty. Ain't nobody like him. Nobody can compare to him. Nobody can do you like what he do. He is the infinite God that became finite. That word infinite means he is beyond beyond. That word finite means he became so you and I could see him. So that which was beyond beyond came into our presence so that you and I could understand who he is. But because we didn't quite understand the beyond the Lord says, I'm going to reveal who I am right now, and you'll see me in my son, Jesus Christ. And when we saw the son, when they said, show us the father, he said, what are you waiting for? What are you looking for? Because when you see me, you have seen the father. So when we see Jesus, we have seen the Father, for there's nobody like him, nobody compared to him. He's the mighty God, the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace, which passes all understanding. When I can look to him, I can look to the hill from which cometh my help and know that my help comes from the Lord. Is there anybody who sit here today that can make a joyful noise because the Lord has brought you from a mighty long way? It is he that made us and not we ourselves. Every now and then you hear folks say, I've done this on my own. Everything that I have in life, I went to school for it and I worked hard for it and I accumulated it all. No, my brothers and sisters, if it had not been for the Lord who got you up, who put you on that job, if it had not been for the Lord who moved obstacles out of the way, if it had not been for the Lord who provided rest, resources, and restoration from you, where would you be today? So we ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for the Lord has done such a great work for you and in you. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Every now and then, sheep have been known to wander. And a wandering sheep sometimes get lost. And it takes a shepherd to bring them back into line. But the problem we have in society today is that we don't like to be told what to do. Because I'm my own person and I'm grown and ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do. But you can either listen to a man of God or you can listen to the God, the one true God who will ask the question, why didn't you listen? Why didn't you obey? Why did you walk away? Why did you turn around? Why did you cover your ears and not hear? The Lord is simply saying, I put pastors there for a specific reason. So that even though you are sheep and you stray away, his words and my words will draw you back into a covenant relationship with me. And that covenant relationship is longstanding. That covenant relationship binds us. And that covenant relationship keeps us. And the question is, the Lord says, I'm watching your actions and reactions in your personal relationship with me. And so we now enter into his gates. The board of directors build this church. My great, great, great grandmother and grandfather's name is on the house. But I'm puzzled because The Lord says, upon this rock I will build my church. It ain't got my name on it, your name, your grandma, your great-great-grandma, and every